What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. In my last episode, episode number 55, I talked about my simple yet effective personal finance setup. And I had some questions from people about the second one I talked about, the second point, which was I have a separate savings account set aside for big expenses. And the questions revolved mainly around like, how do I do that? How do I set that up? So what I want to talk about in this episode is how I save for these big expenses. Of course, not every big expense can be, you know, we know that it's coming in the next 7, 8 months, 4 months from now, you know, like for example, when a refrigerator breaks, yeah, we might have to dip into our emergency fund to use that because we didn't expect it for that to happen. But an expense like a vacation, which I'll talk about later on in this episode, a real life example with me, like a vacation, maybe, you know, you need to get a new to you car. Maybe it's not brand new, but used new to you car. So you can start saving for a down payment. Maybe you want to do a home renovation. Maybe you want to buy a new computer in the next coming months or within the next year, whatever it may be. There might be times when we can plan out the big expenses and those purchases and start saving for them today. And the reason I do that personally is because let's say I want to get a new computer because the computer I use is getting old. I know within the next year, I'm going to need to buy a new computer. And I know that a new computer is going to cost me roughly $1,500, right? I don't know. I don't really know what they cost, to be honest, but I'm just throwing it out there. $1,500. I could wait until 9 months from now where now it's time to buy a new computer and I just have to find the $1,500. Hopefully I have that money somewhere. Or because today I know that in roughly a year from now, I'm going to need potentially $1,500 to buy a brand new computer. Why don't I start saving for it today? Start setting aside a money today so that 9 months from now, 12 months from now, whenever it is, when I go and purchase that computer, I don't screw up my monthly budget. I don't have to take a month off of investing because I need $1,500 to pull from my investment amount every single month or whatever it is. So I like to save ahead for my planned big expenses. And I do it very, very simply. I don't try to reinvent the wheel here, but I'm just going to show you all and tell you all what I do. So real life example, end of this year, 2024, I'm getting married and we're going to go on a vacation after. And that vacation after, I know that it's going to cost me some money. I know it's not going to be free, right? And I know that now in April, that in December, about 8 months from now, I'm going to have an expense. I know it's going to cost me money. I could do nothing. I cannot plan for it. And then 8 months from now, when it comes time, or 7 months from now, when it comes time to book the vacation, I could just say, oh, shoot, I'm not going to invest this month because I didn't plan for this. Even though I knew it was happening, I didn't plan for it. Or I can be proactive and start setting aside money today from my budget, not affecting my investment amount, maybe push it a little bit over here to my planned expenses savings account, so that in 8 months or 7 months when I go and book this, I will have money there set aside and I'm not going to screw up my investment amounts. I'm not going to screw up my monthly budget. So here's how I do this. I'm a big fan of using online calculators. So my favorite one to use for this, nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet is a financial website, but they have a bunch of calculators. And this one I use is called the Savings Goal Calculator. I'll have it linked down in the show notes below if you want to check it out for yourself. It's very, very simple, but it works, right? All I do is I input what my savings goal is. So let's say this vacation is going to cost $1,500. Then you input your starting balance. In my case, I'm going to start this at $0. Time to grow, meaning how long until you need this money? I'm going to say 8 months. Then you can input your annual interest rate on your savings account. Currently, mine pays, I believe, 4.35%. If I hit calculate, this tells me that my suggested monthly contribution, the amount of money I need to set aside today for the next 8 months to reach this savings goal of $1,500 is $185.13. That's a little bit easier to swallow and not really mess up or at all even mess up your investment amount every single month, right? Obviously, it depends on income, but for a lot of people, $185 versus 8 months from now, I'm like, I need $1,500. Let me just pull it from somewhere, right? So that's how I do it. It's very, very simple. I know, right, it's a planned expense. It's not an emergency. That's a different place. That's an emergency fund. This is a planned big expense that I know is going to come up in the next handful of months. In this case, 8 months, but it could be 4 months from now. It could be 2 years from now, right? It's a planned big expense that's coming up. I could do nothing and just let it happen to me. And in 8 months, oh no, I need $1,500. I need $2,000. I need $700, whatever it is. Or I could plan for it so that when it comes up, the time to actually spend the money, I don't screw with my monthly budget. Setting aside $185 for me, again, this is personally for me, this amount here, isn't a big deal every single month. However, if I were to say 8 months from now, I need to take $1,500 out of my budget this month, I wouldn't have as much money to invest, and that would not be fine with me. I want to be on a consistent schedule with my investing. So when it's a planned big expense, I know it's coming up. I know at the end of this year, I'm going on this vacation. I know at the end of this year, it's going to cost me roughly $1,500, right? I can not do anything, let it happen. And when that month comes and, oh shoot, I need $1,500, I got to find it from somewhere. Or I can be proactive and start saving what the suggested monthly contribution is from this calculator. Again, link down in the show notes below if you want to try it out, which is currently $185. That's how I save for these big expenses. This is why I always say, I, Colin, want to be in control of my money. I don't want my money to be in control of me. And I understand, like I said earlier, that not every single big expense can be planned. Not every single big expense we know is going to happen in 7 months from now. Emergencies happen. That's why you have an emergency fund. But when you know it's coming up in the future and it's planned, why not be proactive and get ahead of it versus let it happen to you? I want to be in control of my finances. I don't want my finances to be in control of me. It's the same amount of money, $1,500. You're just planning for it. You're chipping away every single month versus waiting until it's too late and you're like, I have to go on this vacation and I can either save for it now and be proactive or let the, you know, $1,500 just come from somewhere. I don't know where. I'm just going to find it, right? And the problem there is then people put it on their credit card and they're paying 20% interest, 25% interest on that because they can't pay it off. And why not be proactive versus reactive? So when it comes to my personal finances, and this is kind of an extension of episode number 55, but when it comes to my personal finances, I like to keep it simple and I like to be proactive. Because if I'm not, and I got to put on a credit card or I can't afford it or I have to figure out a way to make this extra money, it's not usually a good spot to be in. Why not be proactive? And by setting up a separate savings account, running the numbers on a simple calculator, hey, I need $185 a month set aside to reach this goal in 8 months. Or maybe it's, you know, who knows what your big expense is in the future. And maybe it's 3 years down the road, not 8 months. But I set this up so that I can be proactive, so I can be ahead of the game when it comes to my finances, so that I can stay on a consistent schedule for my investing, so I can stay on a consistent schedule towards my goal to financial independence. That is why I do this. I do this proactive saving plan for big expenses so that my main goal, which is consistently invest every single month so that I can reach financial independence, so I can reach financial freedom, can be achieved. That's why I do this. So this episode is an extension of episode number 55, where I have a separate savings account set aside for my planned big expenses so that when they come up, because we all like to go on vacation, we all like to upgrade our computer, we might want to upgrade our TVs, whatever it is, be proactive. Because I can tell you this, it feels a lot better, to me at least, whenever I know now, all right, to reach my goal, I just need to set aside $185 every single month for the next 8 months. Versus, I don't do anything, and 8 months from now, I get a bill saying, you owe $1,500. And then you put on the credit card and then you're paying 22% interest and blah, 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 blah. I don't want that. I want to be proactive, not reactive. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast episode, please be sure to share it with a friend. If you really enjoy it, please be sure to rate this 5 stars. It helps it tremendously. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.